Welcome to Laundry Lowdown Podcast, where we turn up the heat on your lingerie love affair and fuel your confidence in your own skin. Our podcast is your passport to a world where lace meets sass and silk whispers secrets. We're not just here to talk about lingerie. We're here to be your sultry confidence, your intimate advisors, and your weekly dose of fabulous. Tune in every Wednesday and Saturday to join our sensational team as they navigate the intricate threads of the intimate world while spilling the saucy details about their own lives. Get ready to dive deep into the realm of lingerie, relationships, the best brands, and so much more, all served up with our signature blend of frankness and openness. You won't be disappointed.
Hello there, everyone. I'm Danny.
I'm Miss McRae.
And this is Pumbaa.
This is Pumbaa.
And you are listening to or watching our Lingerie Lowdown podcast. So today we're going to talk about pets, which is like a great subject. And I don't think we've talked about our pets before.
But like, yeah, we've never just covered.
We've never talked about like our lifelong pets that we've had.
Yes.
And so we're going to chat about our fairy friends or not so furry friends sometimes.
Yeah, because you had one that wasn't furry at all.
I did have a bald dog, yeah.
Yeah, he was completely naked, wasn't he?
She had like fur on her head, she looked like a My Little Pony.
Yeah, she was naked.
And you've had scaly friends and...
I've had scaly friends and spider-like friends, which you would have
I guess
hate.
He was furry.
He was furry.
Yeah.
Because they, when they get annoyed with you, they flick their hair at you.
Great, sounds like a fun pet to have. Whereas your dog has just covered me in hair.
I know, I keep looking at that like, oh my god, I'm really sorry. He's like licked you to death, covered you in fur.
Fine, I'm a dog person.
My scaly friend used to escape.
I'd have been alright with that one.
He used to escape all the time.
Like, I can deal with scaly pets.
And disappear for months. That's a good thing with like snakes and spiders is they're fine with no food for months, so they don't care. They're like fine.
I guess it's really like, I always considered getting a lizard because I'm like, when I was living in London, I had a moth problem in my wardrobe and they used to fuck my clothes. So I was like, I could get a lizard, but then I'd probably shit all over my clothes, but at least I wouldn't have holes in them. I could just wash them. But
yeah, I mean, shit is pretty easy to deal with than holes. Yeah.
So yeah. What was your first ever pet?
I think it probably was a Jack Russell. It was a dog or a cat, and I remember my mum telling me...
Maybe it was a dog or a cat.
Yeah, I can't remember which came first, because there's a Jack Russell called Whiskey, but there was also a cat, and my mum had to get rid of them because I was a kid then, and I kept putting them in prams.
Well, that's okay. I got a pram for my dogs, and I don't even have dogs anymore, but I've still got the pram for my next one.
She was not happy about it, so...
That's mean. She got rid of your pets.
And then I know. And then I think after that, it was a hamster called Hammy.
Hammy. I know a lot of people have had hamsters called Hammy.
Seems like their name, isn't it?
I didn't have one called Hammy.
What did you have?
Well, my first pet, my dad had got, like, my mum doesn't like pets. Like, she warmed to my dogs in the end, and she ended up, like, she loved my
pug.
She
doesn't like pets?
No, she just doesn't really like animals. Like, she likes them outside, she likes to look at them, she doesn't want to, like, stroke them, she doesn't... Like, she warmed to my dogs, and she loved my pug, and then, like, my other dog, she's, like, tolerated, because I always have some more dogs, but she just doesn't really like them. And I wasn't allowed anything, because she knew she'd end up looking after it.
Yeah.
And then my dad went out to get an incinerator, but he came home with a guinea pig.
That is the weirdest. That is nothing like an incinerator.
No, he didn't get the incinerator, but he did get me a guinea pig, and it was called Sandy. I don't know what possessed him to get me a guinea pig. It was called Sandy, but it wasn't even sand coloured. It was an Abyssinian one. It had those like rosette fur star shapes.
Ooh.
It was brown. And, yeah, it was called Sandy. That was my first pet. And then... I think years later, like, there was a lady down the road and her cat had kittens. She'd gone on holiday and me and my friend looked after the kittens for her. Mm. And then we convinced my mum to let me have one of the kittens. I loved that cat. Her name was Pebbles.
Ooh.
So I loved her.
Yeah. I had rabbits as well, actually. Hamsters, rabbits.
I've never had as a rabbit.
You never had a rabbit? No, yeah, I did have rabbits.
What are rabbits called?
I can't even remember. That's what I was trying to think.
I don't think I've had that many pets.
I haven't had that many pets.
So when I had the cat, I then got a hamster. So I was in the pub with my dad and my mum, and he took me to the pet shop when we got a hamster. And my mum's like, oh, now what have you done? And but the cat would like knock the hamster cage off. So, like, she'd see the hamster, she'd obviously like, she'd knock it off the shelf. And like the cage goes crashing down, all comes apart, hamster, like, but obviously it scared the cats. The cat's gone, but I'm thinking that the hamster's been eaten. Then like 3 days later, I could hear like rustling under my bed and she was there. So she was called Chocolate, but she wasn't brown. So Sandy wasn't sand coloured and Chocolate was plain white. And then I got another hamster after her called Toffee, but that one bit me once and I was scared of it. I didn't like that one as much. Chocolate was my favourite hamster. And then had Fish, because I had an ex who was in the army, and then one his like roommate at the thing got posted away somewhere, and I inherited Fish tone.
Fish.
Mm. Yeah.
I must admit, that's one thing I'm not interested in keeping is fish.
They're hard work, because you have to like clean them out and it's just a faff.
And they are, and like if they're tropical, they're cold water, are they warm water?
I like a koi pond.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they take less
effort
because they're just, you know, feeding.
But fish are a huge faff, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
And then like where they start dying, they start swimming sideways and then they're dead.
And then you also have to be careful, like some are bottom feeders, some are top feeders, some are middle feeders, and you need a mixture of all three. Then you need fish that don't fight, then you need fish that don't eat each other. And do you know what I'm
like? Yeah, like I had a couple of snails and I think the fish ate the snails in there because that was like to clean the side of the tank. And then I had like this plecky fish which is meant to, and that died. So I wasn't, I did have one of those black ones with the googly eyes and that lasted years. That outlived like all the other fish. I kept putting new fish in with it and then like they'd last a year or so. And then I don't know if it was he or she, I don't know what it was, but he lasted ages.
Yeah, they're too much, I think, fish. They're just too much ag. And it's then a lot of grief.
Didn't have anything else until I moved out of home and then I got my pug.
I had a snake.
What's the snake called?
Right, I think the tarantula's called Oscar. I can't remember. What's the snake called? I can't remember.
That wasn't that long ago.
I can't remember. The snake...
It wasn't that long ago, it's like 20 years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't. I'm only 21. So I love that snake, although he did get out all the time and that really pissed my mum off.
She's
a freak out. She'd be laying in bed and like a snake would just appear, which admittedly is not, it's not where you want to be. And I've let the tarantula out before and the tarantula was walking across the kitchen and she just went absolutely mental.
I can't even let you have it in the house. Like, I would not let a tarantula in my house.
No, she was not happy about that when I let him out and he just was strolling across the kitchen. The snake used to get out on his own all the time.
Yeah, they're quite crafty snakes, aren't they?
Yeah. And then one time, so obviously you feed tarantulas live food, so you have to feed him live crickets. Oh, so crickets? You have to box the crickets and you have to feed the crickets to keep them alive to feed the spider.
What do crickets eat?
So you feed them like lettuce and cucumber and tomato. They eat that. Keep them alive to feed the tarantula. And then one time my sister, she was only young, she got the crickets down and opened the box
and they're all jumping out
and the whole house my mum was absolutely going mental. And then obviously you can't catch crickets because they just jump off and disappear. But then for weeks afterwards I remember like sitting on the loo and like a cricket would just go bouncing past and you'd be like, okay.
I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, my mum hated it. And I think she was more... I think she rued the day she allowed me a tarantula.
I don't know why she would let you if she doesn't like them. Like, why you allow them in?
Don't even know why she did. Because she hates creepy crawlies. Like, she hates moths. Well, she used to hate moths. She hated like snakes. Moths. She hates spiders. Why she even thought...
I like snakes. I'm okay with snakes.
Yeah, I'd happily have another snake. Snakes, I liked lizards. My snake.
I think at one point I was thinking about getting a snake, but I was like, if I get a big snake and it escapes, it could eat the dogs. And if I get a small snake and it escapes, the dogs will kill it. So I'm like, I just didn't because I had the dogs.
Yeah, like, I wanted to get another snake, but that's the thing.
Was it a big snake?
He was quite big. He was a royal python, so he's not... They don't get massive, but he was a good 3 or 4 foot. Mm. And I wanted to get another snake, but then I had big dogs. I had Alaskan Malamute. So it was like, if I was in that position, as like, if the snake gets out, the dogs will kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And considering one of mine would eat anything, he would have killed it and ate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you've got a big snake, he would eat.
And now.
Some boat would not do so well.
I inherited this little monster. He wasn't mine.
I love him.
He was my mum's. And so when she passed away, she left me the dog and the cat. Yeah,
thanks, mum.
Yeah. Cheers, Matt. So just before she got diagnosed with cancer, I lost my Malamute. So I had two.
Mm.
And I moved here. And I lost one almost instantly. Mm. Who knew dog anemia was bad? So he died of anemia. Yeah, so if a dog's get anemia, like we get anemia, we take iron tablets, it's fine. Mm. But it's quite fatal in dogs.
Oh.
So he got anemia. and that was really bad. We tried to control it with meds like steroids and stuff and iron tablets, but it just didn't work. Right. And so he passed away. And then a year later, my other one passed away. His back legs gave up on him.
Yeah, that happens with big dogs a lot, doesn't it? Like,
yeah, and he, to be fair, he'd already had, so when he was seven, his ACL went, so his ACL ligament went. And in dogs, like they can repair in humans, they can't in dogs. Yeah. So they had to saw through the bone and re-angle the leg.
And they had to, you always keep like making me go funny with injury stuff today. I'm like,
And they had to do that twice. He ended up having 18, four rounds of surgery in 18 months, bless him. Didn't think I was, he was ever going to be the same again. And he was. But obviously, as he got older, his back legs just gave up and he just couldn't. And it's awful to see them like that because he was such a big, proud snow dog. And on his last day, he couldn't get up. So I had to get a piece of fabric underneath him to hoist him up to get him out to go for a, to the loo. And the vet came out and she was just like the kindest thing you can do is put him down because he just can't walk. And I wouldn't, I'm not like that. I wouldn't want to keep a, any animal alive for my own gain.
No.
So, yeah, he...
If they don't have the quality of life, it's not fair.
No, but it, it sounds weird, but it all sort of happened in a way that I lost him. Then my mum got ill so I could focus on looking after her. And when she passed, I got left with this little monkey.
You would never have chosen a little dog.
Never. And yet he's funny. And he's got more personality than any dog and more attitude than my big dogs. And I would have never have chosen him. But yeah, I got left with him and the cat. So I now have this little monkey. He's about 12.
See, I would always pick a little dog.
Yeah, you love little dogs, don't you? Because you had, how many did you have all at once? Did you have like five all at once?
We had four. So I had the pug, and then I got Dolly, which is the Yorkie. And I got Princess Cupcake, which was the My Little Pony thing. And then my ex moved in. My ex moved in. She was Chinese crested. And my ex moved in with his Chihuahua. So then I was like, it's four. So then the pug ended up going to, like, she ended up needing a lot of care. Like, they need their face scrubbed every day and her bum glands squeezed. Yeah. So his parents had lost their dog. So she ended up going there and, like, they had, like, all the time to care for her.
Yeah.
And she loved it there. And then, yeah, then obviously Dolly went in lockdown, like, towards the end of lockdown. So, but she, but I think for her last, like, year, because it was lockdown, she went on so many hikes with me. She had, like, me at her beck and call, like, all the time. And she, I think she had, like, a 10-mile hike the week she died. And then she literally just, one day, she just... She'd never shown any signs of anything being wrong. One day she was just like wasn't moving, and I was like, she wasn't eating, she didn't want to do anything, she wouldn't go for a walk. She was just like, and then like throughout the day she just got like stiller and stiller, and I was just like, it was like 11 o'clock and it was like lockdown, so I was like, I need to go to the vets, and they wouldn't let you in, and it's like I got like an emergency appointment, and they drove there, dropped her off, and they were like, I'm gonna do we'll keep her in the fluids and stuff. I got home, they literally put my pajamas on. I was really upset because I'd left her there. And then they rung me back and they were like, we've just done the scan and she's got like a massive tumour that's basically burst, and that was poisoning her from the inside. Because I was saying, is she eating anything weird? And I was like, she doesn't eat things that weird. Like, she never goes, she'd never like, apart from if it was like chicken or something, she'd never like go and eat random stuff. I was like, she definitely hasn't done that. And they're like, it's like she's showing symptoms like poison. And I was like, she definitely hasn't. They said that was basically the poison. So I couldn't do anything. She was old, so I was like, don't do anything until I get there. I'm on my way back. So I drove there in my pyjamas.
Yeah.
Like, midnight. Horrible. When I was... But, like, I thought it's there that I was there. Like, I didn't want...
Yeah.
I want to be the last person that she's with.
Yeah, with both of mine, luckily. They both passed in this house. So Indy, my big one who went first from anemia, he, to the end, was after food. So no word of a lie, we'd just taken him to the vet. It got to the point where he kept collapsing because he was so poorly. So he'd collapse on the floor for like 5-10 minutes and you'd have to sit with him. I've sat with him in the middle of the road, waited for him to get up and got him home. So obviously when you've got a dog that big, I can't just pick him up. Yeah, so like, I'd literally lay with him in the road until he could get up and then bring him home. We'd take him to the vet. She'd give him a shot of steroids to see if that would perk him up. Come home, sitting eating a pizza. He comes running in from the hallway, I want a pizza. And then literally, bless him, had a pizza, collapsed on the floor down there and went. So I was with him. The other one we had to put down, but we were with him. That was in lockdown. And they weren't supposed to come in your house and do it, but she did.
Yeah.
Because she'd been coming around for weeks because he'd needed meds. Because even though his back legs were going and he was ill, he also had a tumour and he was going. So she'd been coming around and giving him an injection every week, and she weren't supposed to come in the house. We would take him outside on the lawn, but she came out, she came in, she was like, I'm not supposed to, but I'll come in. And she came in and put him down. It's awful, everything.
It's the worst thing. And I was like, I'm never getting another dog. Like I said, I'd never do it again. But I'm ready now. Like, I keep looking. But I'm staying with my friend. And my friend's actually like, let's get a puppy. Let's get a puppy. Like, as his dog's now 7. He wanted to breed her, but then he's left it too late now.
Yeah.
So he's like, get a puppy. And I was like, well, I will when I move. He's like, get one here. And I was, and then I was like, oh, I don't really want to come over to toilet train. And he's like, so get it here and it can pee on my carpet. I'm like, that's not a bad shout.
Yeah.
So
that's
I might.
That's actually probably a good idea.
Yeah. Because I'm always going to move into a house and buy one new carpet and then get a puppy. So I might. I keep looking. And I actually emailed one the other day and there was like a Merle Chihuahua, but it was gone. They only had like a black and white. Was it? It was a Chalky. It was a Merle Chalky. And I was like, I really want a Merle. I want a spotty Chihuahua looking thing. So I keep looking and, you know.
Before we dive back in, are you on the hunt for that perfect lingerie, hosiery, or perhaps some tantalizing kinkwear? Look no further. Laundry Lowdown, with our team of beautiful models from around the world, stands as your impartial consumer companion, dedicated to inspire, delight, and inform, with over 9 years of expertise in reviewing your intimate essentials. We've got you covered. Or should we say, uncovered? With a library of over 11,000 full-length video reviews, we provide 100% impartial insight to help you discover those hidden gems. And as a special treat, use promo code ZoePage10 when you join our website today to snag an exclusive 10% discount in any of our membership plans. It's my way of expressing gratitude for being a part of this fabulous community. Simply head over to laundrylowdown.com/join and let's embark on an inspired journey together. Now let's dive back into today's podcast.
I kept saying after we lost our last one, Chief, because, oh, that gutted me.
I was, like, so sad. And my friend, like, obviously, like, I managed to get to sleep. My friend got there before I woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, so she'd, like, she was lives in Portsmouth and she'd, like, travelled up to London.
Yeah.
And then, like, we sort of went out for the day and got drunk.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
Indy
was more my dog than Chief was. So Chief was a very independent dog.
I'm calling my notes on Indiana.
Are you? Yeah. So I had Indiana and Chief. Indy was very much my dog. He wouldn't really go to anyone else. He loved me. Whereas Chief was quite an independent dog. So when I lost Indy, I was gutted. I felt like I'd lost my best friend.
Yeah.
I was mortified. I was mortified when I lost Chief, but even more so with Indy. Because we hadn't long moved here as well. And so they were new to this house. They were new to this area. And after Indy had gone, Chief used to spend the days sitting at the front door howling because he'd lost his friend. Mm. They'd been together for years. Like, they'd only were a year different in age. And they come from different breeders, but they'd been together for years.
Yeah.
So then when Indy went, he'd just sit at the door, howling for him. He was mortified as well. And, you know, like, oh, it's breaking my heart.
Yeah.
So when I lost Chief, I was a bit like, oh, I can't. Oh, I'm like you. I was like, I'm not getting another dog. I can't honestly, even deal.
It's been, like, 2 years now. Like,
yeah.
Is it 2 years? 2 years? Or would it be 3 years in December? It was December, like, I think it was, like, the 8th or something I lost her.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe it'll be 3 years. But I got her cremated. And then, because it was, like, lockdown and stuff, and you couldn't really go to... Because I used to go to the vets that was at Pets at Home. Mm. You couldn't, like, go in, and couldn't, or you couldn't, too, from the same household, couldn't go in, which is stupid. So my friend had come up, and then when, like, I went to get the ashes, it was ages later, it was, like, when stuff opened, but they still only let one person from a household in or something. Yeah. So my friend came in with me, and then they're like, oh, no, you're not both flashing. We're, like, we're from different households. But they're like, we saw you come in together, and we're like, oh, it's like... So I went up and waited, and it took them ages. They couldn't find her because they'd spelt the name Thompson wrong or something. Or they put Causton or something. Yeah, like, it was like... So it took ages to find her. And I came back down, and Cheryl had, like a cage and, like, all this hamster stuff. We're getting a hamster to make a sad day a happy day. That's how I ended up with Kylie, the hamster.
Oh.
So it was basically on the day when we got Dolly's ashes, we also got the hamster.
Yeah.
And then, like, took her home, and she was super cute, and, like, she wasn't that... She was okay being held. And then it was, like, a couple of weeks later, and I'd been, like, putting my hands in, and she'd, like, crawl into your hands and stuff. And I was holding her one day, and then suddenly just nipped me on my little finger. And obviously the teeth are quite long, aren't they? And your little finger, like, the bone's just there.
Yeah.
So, and there's so much blood. Like, and so then she jumped out of my hands, and then I had, like, I was trying to get her, because obviously she wasn't that tame at this point, so to be able to get her again. So I'm thinking, and my foot had so much stuff in it. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to. So they always say everyone who has a hamster has a traumatic story, and this is it. And then the ball, so I was trying to put it on a board and the ball came apart, and that was like a faff. So I was like, trying to get her up the stairs whilst bleeding. And my stairs were those metal stairs, and they had like all little holes in them. And like, I was studying, it was when I was studying my crystal healing and stuff, and I had my books on the table, blood all coming through this, like there's so much blood from the tiniest like nick that was like a millimeter. But yeah, like I bled out. And then I was terrified. I was like, I don't dare hold her. So then I was wearing a book that had these Playboy leather gloves that I've had since years. So since I still like meets, I still had these leather gloves, and I'd be wear the leather gloves to hold her for ages. And then Cheryl, actually my friend, actually, I was like, you have to come around and like help me hold her, like I don't dare do it. I was terrified of her. And then she was all right after that.
Oh, so God. What did you do with Dolly's ashes?
They are in my mum's wardrobe. Because I had her under the stairs, and I was like, she's just collecting dust, because loads of dust used to go through because of the holes in the stairs.
Yeah.
Like, and so what I was going to do, so cold iron tattoos in Norwich. Like, I've known Shane since, like, we were teenagers.
Yeah.
And I was like, could you, and I looked into it, I was like, could you tattoo, like, mix some of her ashes with the ink? And he's like, I can, it may be a little bit lighter, but he's like, you can come back for a top-up. So I'm actually going to go, I don't know what I want to get tattooed, but I'm going to go and have... Yeah. Some of her tattoos into me, so I've put them at my mum's.
Nice. I do. I'm going to get someone to design me a tattoo to represent all my animals and have it on me. Mm. I spread mine to in the sea because they used to come here for years before we moved, and they loved that beach. So I went and went in the sea and spread mine. And I had my two cats as well at the time as well. Like
I actually think I, because we used to come to the beach up here with her. Yeah. So I said, I'll use a bit for that, and then I'll spread the rest. But obviously she's just in the wardrobe.
Because
every time I come down, I've got other stuff to do, so I don't end up getting the tattoo. So I know one tattoo I want. I want this like snake thing. I think I'm going to have it there.
Yeah. Like, nice.
So, but I don't really want her tattooed in snake because that's not really representative of her. So I don't know what I'd get.
Yeah, it's difficult. I need someone to design me one to represent all my animals, really, not just one of them. Because I had two cats as well. I had a Bengal called Chaos and a British Blue called Charlie. He was chaotic as well. But they both passed away before I moved here. So I had their ashes as well. So I took them all down into the sea, and that's where he'll go when he goes. But he'd probably outlive me just to be a knob.
He won't want to go and see. He doesn't like water.
No, he probably won't, actually. He'll outlive me anyway just to be a dick. He'll just be like, I'm not going anywhere. But yeah, I didn't want another dog, and I must admit, in this village, everyone's got dogs. So when we lost Chief, all everyone kept saying to me is, you get another dog? Have you thought about another dog?
I've noticed like that, like, I think all those little extra walks were like a lot of exercise for me, because I think I put on weight when I lost her.
Yeah.
Although I was thin in lockdown because I was running a lot, and then obviously...
But you never underestimate how fit walking a dog will keep you.
No, because she'd do like the little walks in the morning and evening and stuff, and then it'd be like a good hour walk. And
Yeah. I mean, he goes out 3 or 4 times a day. He's been out twice already, and he'll go out again after you go. Then he'll go out again before he goes to bed. So he goes out 3 or 4 times a day. But yeah, everyone kept going, oh, do you want another dog? And there's someone who worked a couple of doors down. They work for a charity called Many Tears. So they kept sending me links to like Huskies and Malamutes that needed rehoming. And I was like, no. It will happen, and when it happens, it will be, I'll know.
Is that just the types of dogs they have, big dogs?
No, they don't. They have all sorts, because they've got Springer Spaniels. So the charity is called Many Tears. They do a lot of work for them. Some of the stories he can tell you, Danny, that would break your heart. Some of the times he will tell me stories, because he fosters.
Oh, so he gets them back though.
He's got eight that he's kept.
Right.
Then he fosters on top of that, and then he raises money for them. But
they've got only little ones.
They go round they go rescue. Honestly, the stories he will tell, it breaks my heart, some of the stories.
I just don't understand when people can be cruel to animals. I'm like, why would you? Like, what? You don't gain anything from it.
I cannot.
Like, it's just, you're obviously just a horrific person that doesn't even deserve life.
Yeah, I can't even. And some of the stories he tells me, and I say to him, I don't know how you go get these dogs and you don't kill some of these people.
Well,
and
like
he says
kitten.
The same thing, I don't know how, I don't either.
That kitten we rescued, like, she'd been in a bag in a park, soaking wet. And the bag had been there, so the woman had seen the bag, but she didn't obviously realize. Kitten in it,
yeah,
and then so she'd seen it, gone past it a couple of times in the park. It's when there were storms in London, and she was soaking wet. So when I actually got her and put her in my house, I was like, I had boxes everywhere because I was packing to move, and I put her in the middle, and I thought, I'll unzip it, I'll just leave her to, like, you know,
yeah,
come out, and I thought she'll probably hide for like a day, and she'll probably, yeah, poop behind the sofa, and I don't care. She literally, I sat down, she literally just came and jumped straight in my lap, started purring, and I'm just like, you are, she's, I've never known a cat with such a nice temperament. She's the most amazing temperament. And I'm like, aww. So obviously she's been, people have been kind to her, but it's like, who's, why has she done that? That's like, because there's like, especially in London, there's so many rescue places, like they ask no questions, you could just go and leave it there, but like, yeah, to dump it in a park, I mean, I think they're probably hoping someone sees it and takes it, but also equally something awful could have happened to it, like people, yeah, could have taken it and used it for all sorts.
Honestly, you cannot imagine, you'd be surprised how many times in the summer here people walk down the beach and they tie up a dog and leave it, and that happens so much here in the summer, and there was
and a it's few, hot, yeah, and that's like just evil, and yeah, sand is hot.
There was a beautiful dog. The amount of dogs that just walk up and down the beach, because, mm, someone takes them down the beach and leaves them. There was a really beautiful dog.
And you'd
tied
not
up
know,
outside.
Would you? You'd be, yeah, like that someone's.
And that's the thing. What's happened is we're all, like, the people down there, we're all animal lovers in this village. The people down there will get it, give it water and whatever, and be like, oh, someone's lost their dog. And then it's only when it's been there all day that people are like, someone's just left
it. Someone's left it.
And the amount of times that happens. And, mm-hmm, I mean, there's been a beautiful German shepherd been left down there. Another beautiful big dog that was obviously a cross. Someone just, mm-hmm, left it. Honestly, it just beggars belief.
Like, even if it's like people can't afford to feed them, like my pets would eat. If I didn't have any money, my pets would eat before I did.
Yeah,
I'd be like, well,
I'm with you.
I'd find something. I'd like, even if it's like whatever, like they, yeah, would be fine. Like before,
I've been skinned, and my animals will eat before I do.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you can buy cheap meat, you can buy cheap pet food, and at the, yeah, end of the day, if you're really stuck, they eat leftovers.
Yeah.
Right. There is no excuse.
My dogs used to have food and leftovers.
Yeah,
double dinner.
That's what he does.
Double dinner.
He has double breakfast and double dinner because, oh, he's a spoiled baby. But there is no. I don't think there's any excuse. And if you are really that hard up, there are places that you, yeah, can, and like, even if you take it to a vet and leave it there, but just tie it,
yeah,
up,
like,
or
the sanctuary, there is, like, but just leaving it,
just
and
leaving,
hoping
it,
someone,
hoping for the best, like, it's just,
and you never know. How do you live with yourself?
Mm-mm.
Like, because you never know that might, it, you
don't, I don't
know
how you live yourself, I don't know how you cope with that. I'd never live with myself, I just couldn't even do it.
You're always gonna have a home,
yeah, like, I didn't want a little dog, and now look at me. Now look at me, so I've better wardrobe than I have. He's got a little dry robe.
Has he got a dry robe?
He's got a dry robe.
Our chihuahua had a little barber jacket, yeah, but she grew out of it, so I'm hoping my next one's quite small and she can wear it. I kept some of my favourite clothes, and then I've given my friend's dog quite a lot of stuff, so I'll, yeah, start again.
He's got a dry robe, he's got a Rattler on hoodie.
Ooh,
he's got, gosh, a little alpine ski jacket. He's got a dinosaur outfit, a tux, wow, a bow tie.
I had a bat costume.
That's amazing.
A pumpkin costume.
Oh my god, if you get a little dog and I can bring my little dog.
Well, they can wear clothes.
And they can have little photo shoots.
Yes.
Yes. We can just like take them on. Never mind about us. We can take them on photo shoots.
I used to have a Juicy Couture dog bag. I don't know what happened to that.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
I don't know what I did with it. I didn't see it when I moved, so I must have done something with it. But I have got, like, I've got this backpack. It's a height, like, it's, but it's pretty solid, so they can't, like, get in there and then get squashed. But it's got, like, this seat in the middle.
Yeah,
underneath, sorry, and it's got like a window so they can see. But when I was on hikes, like when I did like Scarfell Pike, I didn't realize it's all massive boulders and things, and there's no way she could actually physically do it.
Yeah,
so you just chuck her in the bag, and like, but I used to leave the top open, she'd stick her head out, and then just, but she was light enough to do that with. But yeah, I could put all my lunch in the bag at the bottom, put the seat on top of that, and then, yeah, she could sit on it.
Yeah,
so I've still got that. That's in my friend's shed, so that's definitely my dog hike.
Yeah, it's so light that you could just do anything, mm-hmm, with him. And the thing is with him, he's so chilled out that you could just take him anywhere. As long, yeah, as he's with you, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
So you just take him anywhere and he'll sit nicely and he'll chill out. Mm. And he's like
Dolly was like that. She just wanted people. She didn't like other dogs, had no interest, and she didn't even play with toys, but she just liked people and having,
yeah,
attention all of the time.
He's not fussed about other dogs, but he just wants attention. Yeah, he doesn't like everybody, but if he does like you, he just wants your attention all the time. Mm. He's like, I call him the village dog, because if I take him down the pub, they literally pass him around the pub. And he will just like lay there in their arms, like looking at me like, see, people love me.
These people are my bitches.
Yeah, and if you take him down the calf, you'll do the same thing.
I've seen him in the calf.
Yeah. And everyone feeds him, and he's like the village therapy pet. And he just loves it. He just goes everywhere and gets food and strokes.
Yeah,
he's so now started on the people in the shop now.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, so the two girls in the shop today, it was like, stroke me and wagging his tail. And I'm like,
be my friend.
Yeah, so makes friends everywhere, guys.
Aww.
You can't beat pets. I don't know. I'm not too fussed about a fish, but anything else.
Yeah. What about pets in the bed? Are they allowed to sleep in your bed?
No.
No.
Do you let yours?
Yeah.
See, I will let him up occasionally, but I don't want that to be a regular thing because then that's a habit I think you struggle to get out of. The cat was on there this morning.
But I've had like my pets used to like sleep in my bed, and if ever there was a man, he'd just have to deal with it.
Yeah. See, I feel so sorry for him sometimes, especially when it's really cold, that I will sleep down here on the couch with him.
Aww.
I've slept loads of times on the couch with him. I do let him up. And to be fair, he's really good. If you let him up, he will lay next to you. He'll lay his head on the pillow. Aww. So when you wake up in the morning, he's like that, just looking at you with his head on the pillow, like, morning.
All of my dogs have slept in the bed.
Yeah, I do let him. I just don't want it to be
They all have their certain bits where they used to sleep. So one to sleep, like, my tummy, one to sleep on the pillow, and one's like in the crack of my legs.
That's amazing.
They'd all find that position every night, so I'm like, if you want to move, you're like, oh.
Yeah, like that is the only thing as well, like if you have them both up, one's next to you on the pillow and the cat will be on my feet, but then the buggers have a habit of they'll all start moving over, and then I end up with this much bed.
Well, mine would go like sideways, but like spread her up, like her arms out there and her legs out there against the wall, and like have her feet dug in my ribs, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? Why can't you just curl up in a ball like a normal dog, like, and I'm squashed with ribs, feet in my ribs.
Yeah, I end up with like this much bed, and it even happens on the sofa. They both sit on the sofa, and I end up with hardly any sofa, and I'm like, there is another sofa.
I do that to my boyfriend. I sneak over to his side, and then he ends up crushed in the corner, and I've got all this bed.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much.
And I take all the covers, and he's cold. Yeah.
Pretty much a given, though. You kind of have to do that.
I was like, well, I must have been cold. I was like, you could have pulled it back. He's like, well, no, because obviously you're cold, so I left it. Okay.
But yeah, you kind of have to, don't you? I mean, I don't, I especially in the winter, I allow him up because it's cold and I think he can't be down here again.
What about pets eating off your plates? Like, would you feed them in your plates? I know you wash them afterwards, but
I don't, to be fair, I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I've put my plate on the floor and let him finish it. I've put my ice cream, because he loves ice cream. Yeah. So I take the lid off the ice cream and I put a little bit on there and put that
Does
on
he have
the
scoops on?
He has normal ice cream.
He's got Dolly, the scoops one. I was thinking she'll just lick it. It'll be cute for a picture. We were down in Dorset for my birthday. We were camping and we were like fossil hunting. And I got it and I thought she'll have one lick and then I'll probably just give it to someone else's dog. Looked round, it's gone. It's all over her face. She's got brain freeze. She's like, yes. Brain freeze. Like, my friend made me a cushion with this picture on it. It's amazing.
Oh, it's funny you should say that. I've got two cushions upstairs with pictures of my two mammoths on all over. My sister made me when they
made it for me.
Yeah, he does. He first of all started eating doggy ice cream. Then he got a taste for human ice cream. And he's like, yours is better.
It's like vanilla and liver or something. It's like an odd
So he's taste. Like, no, yours is better. So he loves a bit of ice cream. I don't know, I'm just not fussed by things like that. Like, people are like, oh,
like, as you go to restaurants and you don't know what people's teeth are like that have eaten off eaten from forks and spoons and things that you've used.
You don't know who's touched your plate.
You don't. And like, it could be hideous people. So
yeah,
like, I know where my dog's been most.
Well, this is the thing. I think there's probably worse things you encounter and you don't even realize it. Like, apparently even your phone is like full of germs.
Yeah, and like the tube, holding those rails in the tube.
Yeah.
Or like, public toilets that are unisex. I'm like, that should not be.
That shouldn't even be.
I hate it.
I think sharing things with your dog is probably the least of your worries. It doesn't really bother me. I don't understand people who have dogs and they're like, oh no, they have to live outside.
Yeah, why have a dog?
That's why have a dog? They can't come on the couch. Why have you got a dog? The only time I didn't let my dogs on the couch when I had my two big ones, because one was 55 kilos, and if I'd have let him on the couch, he'd have been no problem for me. But like little dogs, like, why not? Cats, why not?
I mean, like, I brought them into my life to be my little buddies. I'm not like, I wouldn't let you in my house and be like, right, sit on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, you can't go
Miss Black Rain, you can stay in the garden.
Yeah.
I'll bring your food out to you.
I'll bring a cup of tea out to you. You can't go upstairs, you can't sit on my couch. Like, exactly.
Yeah. I don't get that.
When people say, oh, don't let my dog in the kitchen.
They're one of the family. Is that what you do to your children? I feel sorry for these people's children.
Yeah, I feel sorry for anyone who goes in these people's houses. Like, they're more family than my family. I don't have children. Like, he does what he wants. I can go where he wants. I don't get that. I don't get why you'd even buy a dog and have that much restriction. Because you're just causing yourself grief. And what's the point?
Yeah.
And they're so loyal.
Look at him. He's just a cuddle monster.
He is a cuddle monster. And they're so loyal and they're so friendly.
Why would you then be like, oh, no, you can't go here, you can't go there?
His tongue is just, like, the longest tongue compared to his head. It's ridiculous. Your tongue shouldn't be that long.
What are you doing with all that tongue?
His face, he literally looks like a lemur. His face. He could be a lemur.
He could be a lemur, couldn't he?
And I think that tongue's probably more like a lemur tongue.
Yeah. Are you a chihuahua cross lemur?
Maybe. What would you call that? A luwawa?
Or a luwawa?
A luwawa.
I like that.
Or a chima.
Okay, so if you could have your ultimate pet, so let's end on pet that you can't keep as a pet, but if you could keep as a pet, you would. What would you have?
Black panther or a snow leopard.
Oh my God, black panther would be mine as well. Mm-hmm.
Or a leopard, because I love leopard print.
Oh, God.
And I'd be like, look, we clashed.
She'd be like, oh, I had mine first, darling.
I dressed like you today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but Black Panther, they're just, like, sexy, aren't they? That's, like, a sexy cat.
Yeah.
You've got, like, a mini one.
I've got a miniature panther,
It does look like one. A flamingo in my garden.
Oh, my God. But you'd have to have, like, a few of them, I think. Just, like, two
flamingos
or three
flamingos in my garden.
Yeah.
Because pink birds, like, what's not to...
That stand on one leg, like, why would you not like that? Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on flamingos and panthers, actually, and leopards.
Mm-hmm. So I am a cat person. Like, I think I'm a dog person more than a cat person, but I do also like cats, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I like big cats. I do like cats. I like cats just because they're idiots and they don't care for you.
Yeah, they don't.
I think that's why I like them, because they're idiots and they have no affiliation with you whatsoever. They're like,
yeah. It's all on their terms.
Yeah.
They all do stuff because they want something. They're like
me and Tash always say it's like a toxic relationship.
Yeah, they're like
but it's the only toxic relationship you should be in. Yes. It's with a cat.
Mm.
Yeah,
agreed. Or a hamster.
Yes, or a hamster, or any like furry animal. Right, are you all right while I finish this podcast, or you know, do you need anything?
I need a wee.
Okay. Well, on that note.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Laundry Lowdown podcast. We hope you enjoyed the chat and are feeling ready to express yourself and your unique style. Just a heads up, we release a new episode every Wednesday and Saturday, so you won't want to miss out on the fun. Keep embracing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. It's what makes you... Well, it's what makes you you. This has been Laundry Lowdown's podcast, your go-to source for all things lingerie, relationships, top-notch brands, and so much more. Find us on Rumble, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or come and join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.